Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's annual and special meeting of the holders of trust units of Firm Capital Apartment Real Estate Investment Trust. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question and answer session. You may register to ask a question at any time by pressing the star and one on your touch-tone phone. You may withdraw yourself from the queue by pressing star and two. Please note, this call may be recorded. I will be standing by if you should need any assistance. It is now my pleasure to turn the conference over to Mr. Sandy Poklar, President and CEO. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, and welcome to the annual and special meeting of unit holders of Firm Capital Apartment REIT. My name is Sandy Poklar, and I'm the President and CEO and a trustee of the trust. Thank you for taking the time to attend. After the formal portion of our meeting, we'll be pleased to answer your questions. The meeting will come to order with the consent of the meeting. It is my privilege to act as chairman of this meeting. Also with the consent of the meeting, I will ask Claudia Alvarenga to act as secretary of the meeting and will appoint Rosa Garofalo of TSX Trust Company, our transfer agent, to act as scrutineer. Based on the information provided to me by the scrutineers, other than in respect of the option plan, the resolution for the total number of votes attached to the trust units represented by proxy at this meeting that are required to be withheld from meeting from voting or voted against the items on the agenda is less than 5% of all the voting rights attached to trust units that are entitled to be voted and be represented at this meeting. Accordingly, I propose that voting on all such matters will be conducted by a show of hands unless a ballot is demanded. The notice calling this meeting was mailed to all unit holders and registered unit holders and to the auditor of the trust. The secretary has followed with me proof of mailing of the notice, and I would direct that a copy of the notice and proof of mailing be annexed to the minutes of this meeting. Additional copies of the notice are available at the meeting. The secretary having informed me that a quorum is present and that more than 10% of the units entitled to vote at this meeting are present in person or represented by proxy, and at least two persons entitled to vote at this meeting are present at the meeting, and as due notice of the meeting has been given, I declare that this meeting has been duly convened and constituted to transact the business for which it has been called. When the formal report of the scrutineers is available, it will be kept with the minutes of the meeting. Copies of the financial statements of the trust for the year ended December 31st, 2022, together with the report therein of the auditors of the trust, are available at the trust website at www.firmcapital.com and from the trust secretary. You will also receive them with the meeting materials if requested. With the consent of the meeting, we will dispense with the reading of the auditor's report and the financial statements shall be received. It is now time to proceed with the election of the trustees. 9 trustees are to be elected for the ensuing year or until their successors are elected or appointed. The form of proxy for voting on the election of trustees sets out each proposed nominee separately and allows unit holders to vote for each trustee nominee individually. The Trust Declaration of Trust sets forth the procedure for nominating trustees. This procedure includes an advance notice requirement for the nomination of trustees by unit holders in certain circumstances. The trust did not receive any notice of any trustee nominations in connection with the meeting within the periods prescribed by the Declaration of Trust. Accordingly, at this meeting, the only persons eligible to be nominated for election to the board are 9 management nominees set out in the meeting materials. The following management nominees are as follows: Jeffrey Bleeden, Ellie DeDouche, Pat DeCapo, Valentina Kalick, Sandy Poklar, Keith Ray, Howard Smoshkowitz, Jonathan Mayer, and Robert Parker. May I have a resolution in this regard?
Mr. Chairman, I nominate Jeffrey Bleeden, Ellie DeDouche, Pat DeCapo, Valentina Kalick, Sandy Poklar, Keith Ray, Howard Smoshkowitz, Jonathan Mayer, Robert Parker as trustees of the trust to hold office until the next annual meeting of unit holders or until their successors are elected or appointed.
Okay, I second the nominations. All those in favor of each of the trustees nominated, please so signify. Contrary, if any. I declare that each of the trustees nominated are elected trustees to hold office until the next annual meeting of unit holders or until their successors are elected or appointed. The next item of business is the appointment of the auditor and the authorization of the trustees to fix its remuneration. Will someone move and second this resolution?
Mr. Chairman, I move that RSM Canada LLP be appointed the auditor of the trust to hold office until the next annual meeting of unit holders and the trustees be authorized to fix its remuneration.
I second the motion. All those in favor, please so signify. Contrary, if any. I declare that the resolution has been carried. The next item of business is the reapproval of the unit option plan of the trust, as more particular described in the management information circular mailed to unit holders. Will someone approve the unit option plan resolution set out in the circular?
Mr. Chairman, I so move.
I second the motion. Are there any questions? If there are no comments or questions, this meeting will now vote by ballot on the motion. If you are entitled to receive a ballot, you will have been provided with one upon entering the meeting. If you did not receive a ballot and feel you should receive a ballot, please raise your hand. The Secretary will now give the unit holders instructions as to the voting procedure.
Only proxy holders and unit holders who have not returned a proxy or who wish to change their previous instructions need to complete a ballot. All proxies in favor of management will be voted as instructed by the unit holders. Therefore, you do not need to complete the form of ballot unless you would like to change your voting instructions or you have not yet voted in respect to the ballot. Anyone wishing to complete the ballot should mark it with an X either for or against the motion in the place indicated. Where you have completed the ballot, including signing it and printing your name neatly in the space provided, please raise your hand and the ballot will be collected for counting.
Has everyone submitted their ballots? If so, I declare the polls closed and we will now wait for the scrutineer to tabulate the ballots. We can confirm that the requisite votes have been received to pass the resolution and I declare the resolution carried. If anyone is interested in a specific number of votes cast for or against the resolution, they will be available following the meeting. Before terminating the formal portion of this meeting, I would ask if there's any further business. As there is no further business, I declare the formal portion of this meeting terminated. We would be pleased to entertain any questions you may have, following which we'll be going through our presentation, and then we can ask any additional questions thereafter. Okay. All right, if not, we will go through the presentation. So thank you for everyone for coming. My name is Sandy Polkhorn. I'm the President and CEO of Firm Capital Partner REIT. Today with me is Claudia Alvarenga, the CFO of the REIT. Claudia and I will now be providing you with a short presentation on the Trust Strategic Review and Initiatives and an overview of our operations and the financial results. We will then respond to any questions that you may have at the end of the presentation. As many of you are aware, the current macro environment of rapidly increasing interest rates and persistent inflation has created a challenging investing environment. Particularly, cap rates on apartment buildings are below the cost of 5- and 10-year mortgage debt, still resulting in a negative investing spread for the first time in many years. Yields in the multi-residential business are below the returns generated from bank-guaranteed instruments, such as GICs and term deposits, and as such, the current business model cannot work. This, in turn, has caused the trust units to trade at a larger discount to NAV than before the rate hikes. So as a result of that, we've been undertaking a strategic review of the operations in an attempt to maximize unitholder value, including liquidation or exiting the business model. On to the next slide. The board will continue to assess matters on a quarterly basis and determine if the trust should either distribute excess income, net proceeds from sales after debt repayment, reinvest the proceeds into other investments, distribute proceeds as a return of capital or special distribution, or use excess proceeds to repurchase trust units or the convertible debenture in the marketplace. To maximize its financial flexibility and unitholder value, the trust has paused distributions until the board has considered the outcome of a strategic review and determined its path forward. On May 29, 2023, the trust announced that it was in the process of selling some of its trust wholly owned and joint venture assets, with the goal of crystallizing valuations and realizing unitholder after the associated repayment of debt. The trust has now commenced the process to opportunistically dispose of all of its wholly owned real estate in Texas, Florida, and New Jersey. On June 22, 2023, the trust closed on the sale of its wholly owned properties in Austin, Texas for $12.6 million. The proceeds were used to pay down debt, including credit facilities and a loan affiliated with the Firm Capital Corporation. Furthermore, the trust has convinced to opportunistically dispose of also a certain of its JV investments, while the trust has decided to hold the remaining JV properties located in New York, Connecticut, and Georgia until such time as the respective investment can be adequately monetized. The trust continues to hold its preferred capital investments in Texas and South Dakota and earns a steady stream of income in the 10 to 12% range. Both investments are current in terms of their interest payouts. I can also confirm that we are now in the process of completing the sales of our New Jersey and one additional property in Texas, which hopefully will close by the end of Q3 of this year. I'll now turn the presentation over to Claudia, who will take us through the 2022 year-end and our latest quarterly financial results.
Thank you, Sandy. So slide five. As at Q4 2022, net rental income was $1.5 million versus the $0.83 million in the previous year. The increase was largely due to the post-acquisition consolidation of the Texas portfolios and the improved rental operations throughout the portfolios. NAV per unit was $8.17, a decrease from $10.15 year over year, primarily due to fair value adjustments. The leverage was conservative at 50.3%. Next slide. As at Q1 2023, net rental income was $1.69 million versus the $0.86 million in the previous year. The increase is largely due to the post-acquisition consolidation of the Texas portfolios and the improved rental operations throughout the portfolios. NAV per unit was $7.52, decreased from $10.04 in the previous year, again, primarily due to fair value adjustments. The leverage is conservative at 51.5%. The current portfolio size is $193 million. Thank you. One important point I wanted to mention here is that senior management and the board have true alignment of interest with unit holders, having ownership interest consisting of 13% of the common equity and preferred capital in the REIT, as well as controlling 28% of the outstanding trust units issued. In addition, known investors and affiliates of the REIT have ownership interest of 53% of the common equity and preferred capital in the REIT, as well as control of 18.1% of the trust units.
So, thank you, Claudia. So at this point, I'm happy to answer any questions that anyone has. 375.
Yeah, it's talking 375 or net of 6%. If you look at the U.S. apartment holders like HR, they're still carrying their 5% or 4% cap rate. Why anybody would buy it for? But they are people are buying. Look who bought from us. Part of who bought from us is predominantly families with a lot of cash for second generation.
It's the local guy.
The local guy next door. So the first thing was,
$1.2 million.
Not so different than Ontario if you go up to the project here, 8 months sooner also. So the building we had a really, really hard time. And we can't get eviction. Okay, so legislation changed our rent controls. Retroactive changes in the city. Eviction. Backlog of eviction, and then rising interest rates. Compounding the whole problem. What's the cap rate?
3.5.
Like, this is unreal.
Really?
I can't believe we got this number. I'm hoping it closes July 15th.
No, I think it'll be August 10th. We're pushing for August 10th.
Sorry, August 15th.
Yeah, August.
So
we got the number because we got rid of the exit tenants.
Yeah. That was a big...
That was a gaping item. Not going to lie.
So that was that's a very big one. And that closes, the pressure's off. But the other one doesn't close in Texas. The building's free and clear. There's no debt on it.
No.
It's total, right?
Yeah, but it gives us $10 million of equity.
Right, but it's free. It doesn't close the sale. It's free and clear. It's not cash flow. And it makes money. Not so bad, but the one in New Jersey that hands on with is worth your management.
That's
a script.
So
James Finch, right? And everyone. that's the path to where we have to go. If it's a century date, it's on the balance sheet. Tax losses, we have enough losses to absorb the gains we made, right?
Yeah.
And worst case, our long-term rates are a lot cheaper than the U.S. Spreads are bigger, so our building at 4.4%. That's just 3% higher.
Yeah.
Let's get these closed, deal with the venture, and then we'll do the next step.
That's the plan.
Are all of that. rocking this discount with the veterans. Look at the positive. Any savings go to the shareholders of equity.
I'm going to have to do something.